Hello. Right, so this is episode two of the Shining Light podcast, and the last episode was just a brief introduction. I say brief, I kind of went on for a little bit about myself and what I want this podcast to be. And I did say that there was going to be guests and things in the future, which that is my intention, but to start off with, I think these first few episodes, 10 to 15 episodes are probably just going to be me having a little conversation to myself with hopefully a few people listening about different thoughts I've had on different topics. Today, the title of the podcast, as you can see, is How Casey Neistat Can Convince Anyone to Do Anything. Now, this title isn't necessarily a reflection on the podcast, as it is not just about Casey Neistat, it's about how storytellers in general can convince anyone to do anything. I somewhat, to an extent, put myself in that bracket. The reason I am using Casey Neistat as an example is because through his storytelling, he's managed to convince me to do many things that I probably wouldn't have done had I not watched his videos. This isn't some weird fanboy story about how much I love Casey Neistat or that he's like some godlike creature that can convince anyone to do anything through his videos. I'm 27 years old now, and that would be a bit creepy. The title, while not misleading, isn't exactly true, but is a reflection upon a great storyteller. And like I said, not just Casey Neistat, but all great storytellers. I run my own video production company. I make wedding videos, I make videos for companies, and because of that, I consider myself to be quite good at telling stories. I would never like to put myself in a bracket with any of these people that I might discuss in this podcast, but I feel like to some extent I can convince people to do things that they may not have done otherwise through my storytelling, and that is through the ability to be a good storyteller. The basis of this is if you can tell a story about yourself, your passions, a movie you love, or anything, you can get anyone to invest in what you are talking about. This is true of great companies, great filmmakers, great podcasters, great speakers, and great artists. Where I'm going with the whole Casey Neistat side of it is since the age of 16, when I discovered what a gym was, I've always been obsessive with fitness, running, gym, pretty much any sport. But never once in that 10 years have I considered running a marathon. I've run a few 10Ks before. I've used running as a weekly exercise to maintain my fitness, but never ever have I considered running the marathon. Not because I didn't believe I could do it. I just hadn't thought about it. And to me, it was just like, that's a crazy thing to do. Why would you do that for fun? That seems ridiculous. And for anybody that follows Casey's videos and knows anything about him and knows that he loves running. And I've always enjoyed running. I don't even begin to say that I run as much as he does or have ever loved it probably quite as much as he does, but I totally understand the reasons behind it. But he alone, with his videos and his ability to tell a story, has convinced me to run a marathon. Now, not only did he convince me to run a marathon, he has potentially convinced me to run two marathons next year. And not only did he convince me to run two marathons next year, in 2014, when I first watched his videos, before he had anywhere near 10 million subscribers on YouTube, he was the person that convinced me to obsessively learn filmmaking. And here I stand today, 4 years later, with my own film company, making videos for a living and doing what I love every minute of every day. And I put a huge amount of that down to Casey's ability to tell a story. Not just Casey, there were other filmmakers that I watched. I can name them all and I can link them all below. There was a company called Gnarly Bay, who are quite popular on Vimeo and have won a few Vimeo staff picks. They were a big reason behind me wanting to start making videos because, again, of their ability to tell stories. There was another guy called Joe Simon, who I think I mentioned on my last podcast. He knows how to tell stories. He posted some brilliant videos on Vimeo, and that was another thing that made me want to start making films. There are three people who tell stories in an unbelievable way in three different styles that were the catalyst behind me wanting to make videos and now do what I do for a living. And I purely put that down to their ability to tell a story. And that is how, that is where I want to go with this discussion on how you can convince anyone to do anything if you know how to tell a good story. And I've had the experience myself in the past few years of realizing my own ability to tell a story and how through telling stories in the way that I do, I convince people to do things that they may not have done otherwise. The ability to tell a story comes down to getting people to invest in what you are talking about. Over time, like I said, I've realized I also have that ability. So where I come alive in my ability to tell a story is through my story of how I got into making videos, which, like I said, started with Casey and leads to everything that I do today. Two examples of my ability to tell a story is my discussions I have with my wedding couples when they book me to film a wedding. It's not often that I ever go into a meeting worried about trying to win the business. I feel so confident in the story that I'm going to tell them about what I do that they will so strongly invest in what I do that they will book me. And I have a very, very high success rate in having meetings. In fact, I think I've only ever had one meeting in my 3+ years of now filming weddings where a couple has not booked me after having a face-to-face meeting. And that's because I tell a story. My story starts with this, and this isn't a sales pitch. This isn't me coming up with something that will convince wedding couples to book me. This is a true-to-life story about what I do. The only thing with it is that I've come up with the story to tell it in a way that is appealing to people and makes people invest in it. That story is this. So, as I said, when I first started out in filmmaking, I didn't have any experience in doing what I do. And now, that story is this. When I started out in filmmaking, I didn't have any experience in making videos, in editing, in any of that. My first job coming out, I went to university and I studied business management. So it was nothing related to making videos. I studied business and all I ever knew that I wanted to do from the age of 16 was have my own business. And my first job coming out of university was doing social media for a military insurance company, which is the most boring thing in the world that you could do social media for. I had to make social media sound exciting. So for 6 hours a day, I pretty much had nothing to do except go on Photoshop and make really bad videos on a old version of Sony Vegas and just fiddle around with different applications that I hadn't used before and figure out how to use them to make nice things to make military insurance sound exciting. And that was my start. The videos that I used then are still on the internet. They are terrible. And from that, I went to go buy my first camera. I bought my first camera. I started filming things, started going home, looking at what I was doing that was wrong and learning how to make it better. A lot of this was through YouTube and through different academies online that teach you how to make videos. And that was where I got my start. My next job after my job with a military insurance company was doing digital marketing for a radio station. And I was doing everything from making websites, making videos, filming events, and doing design work, anything that was computer based, I was doing it. And the radio station put on a lot of events and went to a lot of events, and I ended up filming them every time I went there. I was filming them with my gear, which I was slowly investing my wage into buying more camera equipment for myself. And I was slowly getting better. Then I bought my first Steadicam on eBay in November 2014. And the guy that I bought it from sent me a tutorial on how to use it by a guy called Joe Simon, who I've already mentioned. And Joe Simon had an amazing tutorial on how to use a Glidecam HD3000, if you know what they are. And I ended up down a little rabbit hole of watching his videos and discovered that he made wedding films. And I spent one Friday night for about 4 hours watching Joe Simon's wedding films, thinking, oh my God, these are amazing. These are the best things I've ever seen. I want to make stuff like this. I didn't even know people made stuff like that at the time. I didn't know that people had wedding films that looked like a movie. I didn't even know that all of the gear to make something like that was accessible at the time. And it amazed me, and my mind was so blown by how amazing these films look that I just had to make them myself. A month down the line, I had created a website and was starting to put out feelers for finding free weddings that I could film, and going to wedding fairs and trying to get a start in doing so whilst having a full-time job. And then the following year, I filmed my first three weddings, and then three weddings the next year became 16 weddings, and then the year after that became 31 weddings, and now we are 4 years down the line, and I've been running my business ever since. And I make videos for companies now. I work for myself. I quit my full-time job last year. And that's my story. And that is how I progressed from little boy coming out of university, trying to figure out what he wanted his business to be, getting random jobs, and in the very loosely linked to the sort of thing that he might like to do, finds what he wants to do, does it, and has a business that now does that. That's my story. That is a story that I tell without fail to every couple that might be interested in booking me. And I tell that to anyone that might be interested in working me, whether that's wedding related or not. And it works for me. And it baffles me as to why people who have a story, no matter what their job is, no matter whether it is a creative thing or not, that people don't tell their story. This podcast, if anything, at the end of it, I want it to encourage people to tell their story. Because telling your story is more important than anything. It will probably get you further than any other thing that you can do. And it's so vital to yourself to be able to sit down in front of people and tell people what you do, how you do it, and how you started off in doing that. And people will invest in you, and that will connect you to people in a way that if you just sit down in front of them and you ask someone what you do and you're like, I'm a filmmaker, I make videos. And then there's just a little bit of silence and you move on to the next thing. I can never do that. I don't know if it's just me and I just like to talk about myself. But I want to sit and give people a story that they can listen to and invest in. And I ask people the same question back and I want to hear it back. And so often I don't. And the people that I do get me so invested that I end up wanting to do something related to what they're doing. And this is where it all started. And this is where it started with me watching Casey's videos and thinking, oh my God, I just want to make videos like this. And watching Joe Simon's wedding films and thinking, I want to do that. And that's through watching videos where they were investing you with a story. And it doesn't just come from video, it comes from podcasts, it comes from people public speaking, it comes from anywhere, it can come from anything. But the ability to tell a story where you can, where convinces people to invest and do things they may not have done otherwise. If I hadn't been sucked in by these people's stories, I wouldn't be sat here now with my own company telling my own story. Those story, the, my stories stemmed from other people's stories. I hope that my story will stem other people's stories. And then it just keeps going in a full circle. And that's the way that you want life to be. It's such an amazing thing to be able to, and anybody has the ability to do it. You don't have to be creative. You don't have to have the most exciting job in the world, but the ability to make what you do sound exciting and interesting is what brings all of that to life and spurs people on to do their own thing. So I don't want this podcast to go on for too long, but I just want to wrap it up with Casey's stories, through the way that he tells them, through the investment that he gives you, that has convinced me to start a film company, and now in the past year has convinced me to want to run 2 marathons next year because of the ability to tell a story that makes running seem exciting. To me, when you look at other people who run and obviously don't tell a story about why they do it, it's not as appealing. He's made it appealing. Another example I can give is Steve Jobs with Apple. Apple wouldn't be what it is today if Steve Jobs didn't have the ability to tell a story about why he, what he is creating is so good. They're good products, but the products are sold by the story that goes with it, the story of Apple, the story of Steve Jobs, the story of why the iPod came to be. And it even comes down to small things. Like I look at my girlfriend, and there are certain things that, because I've told her a story, I can never help but try and get people interested in the things I'm interested in, because I love the things I do and the things I'm interested in so much. I have to at least try and open people's minds up to see why these things are so amazing. For example, I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan. Another great, great storyteller. Through his music, through his interviews, through anything he ever does, Bruce Springsteen is the greatest of storytellers. And through telling his stories, he has greatly affected my life. And I want other people to see why he has affected my life so strongly. So I tell a story to other people about Bruce Springsteen. My girlfriend is not usually that kind of music fan, but through my ability to tell a story about why I love Bruce Springsteen and why he is so great, she's become a fan. And she's also become a fan of the Marvel films that I've loved for the past 10 years of my life, since they've begun with Iron Man and through to the Avengers that is on today. I wanted my girlfriend to come to the cinema to watch it with me. I had to give her a story as to why she needed to come. She invested in the story. She went back. We watched all of the films. And then she was in the cinema as big a fan as I have ever seen of someone watching Infinity War. Stories are so important. Telling stories about the things that you love, your passions, and what you do with your life will open up other people's minds to try new things and to look at things in a different way that they may not have done before. And I hope that I do that with what I do, and I know that other people do that with me, and they have that effect on me. And the main examples are Casey Neistat, Joe Simon, Gnarly Bay, Bruce Springsteen, Steve Jobs. The stories are a catalyst to open people's minds up to try new things and to achieve great things in life. Without stories from all of those people, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. And I hope with stories I tell people, I help open up people's minds to things that they could be doing. And I know other people do the same. My final point with this podcast is learn to tell your story. Just open yourself up to telling about yourself and about the things that you're interested in and your passions. And you will be helping other people, and other people will be helping you with telling their stories. And it just goes in a circle. And you never know, you might listen to someone who's running a marathon and tells such a good story about why it sounds so good that they will convince you to do the same thing, because that is what's happened with me. So tell your story, listen to other people's stories, and be inspired. That's the end of this podcast. Thank you, and I will see you hopefully next week, where I'm just going to keep on plugging these out and hope that I get better at doing it, because right now I just feel like I ramble on. But hey, that's what you've got to do. You've got to keep on going, keep on trying, keep on doing new things, and give these things a go. But I will see you soon, and have a good day.